Uncivilized banter, everybody. Theme music. Happy Friday, motherfucker!
What the fuck?
Are we live?
What?
Okay.
Should be.
I admit that logically
is music
stupid.
Prepared, Roshu?
Fucking playing. Awesome for all. Yeah, it's just fucking awesome.
I'm talking
awesome.
Over it,
I'll
aren't
be
I?
Like, this is not
my new dog.
I just found the video.
My new
dog.
I meant
this
tell
is me
not a cute
live
dog
when,
video.
Like, the intro.
You know
Beware.
What? That's so rude.
Oh, look at the dog. What the fuck is this?
Yo, fuck's yes, sake. The Oculus VR will cost £600 and, you know,
God
distribute your information to the government.
God damn it.
We all know Batman. give me the answer.
You know, that's Batman. It's like Batman. Why do you beat people up?
Because I'm Batman.
What?
Because I'm Batman.
Wait a second, you're making dad noise. No, speak to me. Mr. Wayne, are you in there?
Mr. Wayne's gone. It's all Batman.
what a great... What a,
I can't...
Put the chat in the fucking... Oh, yeah.
The chat Dollars Battlefront is going to have space battle
so I couldn't do
an extra $20.
We had it designed to be much more accessible product to a wide age group. So what did he actually say? What he actually says is, fuck you! We're gonna streamline!
What the fuck?
Yada, 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 yada. Theme music off. Go away! I X'd you out.
It's gone. Theme music is done.
What?
What?
It's done.
Oh, what's going on, peoples? Hello, you sexy fucking savage bitches out there. It's Uncivilized Banter with Rum and Apples and my lovely co-host with the mosty most, the twerking Roshu. How are you, buddy?
Twerking will never happen.
What are you talking about? You totally twerked on Twitter the other day. It was yesterday. Yeah. Don't let him lie to you. He twerked on Twitter yesterday. Y'all missed it. Hashtag Roshu.
No.
You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You totally sent me a Batman twerking thingy
mabobber. That was Batman, not Portuguese Batman.
Are you telling me that Roshu twerking is different from Portuguese Batman twerking, which is merely an alternative ego of Roshu?
Yes.
What about
totally.
What about the parallel Roshu? Like evil Strange. Because you can't have Doctor Strange. That's like legally taken now. So you could have like Professor Strange.
Nope. It will always be Doctor Strange. Or they can go fuck themselves.
What about Professor Roshu? Like, he's like a pervy version of Roshi. Like, even more pervy. But he's
five times
as much. I was
about to say, wait a minute. Roshi's already a little perverted.
Yeah, but we got to give you, like, all the steroids, all the hentai, all the anime tropes. Like, he walks past the girl and his nose bleeds. Like, it erupts. His nose flies off, mind you. And erupts in a geyser. A volcano, a blood volcano, you know, something like that, like a blood geyser. What's wrong with blood geysers coming out of people's faces? I don't find anything wrong with that. That's not unusual, right?
No, not at all.
No,
nope.
People might be wondering why we have a picture of Vincent Kennedy McMahon up on the TV.
Oh yeah, so there's a shirt with Master Roshi.
What?
That is actually says Master Roshi on it. I wanted to make one that says Master Roshi, but we can't.
You have to do this. Put this in the chat for everybody to see.
No, or it's just a regular. It's a t-shirt from, I think, a Hot Topic it was.
Oh, it's a Hot
that
Topic
we
t-shirt.
Seen, and it said Master Roshi on it.
Got it. You got to make that legally different Master Roshi shirt. You need to get a picture of you and Photoshop your head on, like, Brock Lesnar's body.
Oh, dear God.
I'm not even kidding. Just somebody's legally different body that you can use and make a Master Roshu shirt. Is that, that's totally doable. That's totally doable. You should do
that. Not by me because I'm horrible at doing that kind of shit.
No, I mean, like, you should definitely pose for the photo. You know what I mean? You got to have like the flexing face on. And you know what I'm saying? You got to get the Master Roshu body to be like jacked, like super jacked. I can imagine your head being photocopied, like photoshopped onto, like, I don't know, like Jay Cutler. This is Roshu's head on Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Oh no, it was box lunch, not a Hot Topic, box lunch.
What the fuck's a box lunch?
Box like, lunch is a like a kind of a sister bag? Store of Hot Topic, but it's pretty much nothing but nerd stuff. Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Star Wars.
Wow.
The big stuff. Like you can get the Hobbit's pipe. You can get
a Hobbit pipe? Can you smoke weed out of it? Like what other reason?
No, it's a working pipe.
What?
Yeah, you
I would
can
totally
get,
never buy that. Like
the actual Harry Potter chess set. You can get an actual working R2-D2, BB-8 and stuff
so
like
just,
that.
So just nerd shit, right?
Nerd shit, yeah.
Okay, and hey, everybody listening right real quickly, Roshi. Everybody listening right now, remember when I said that gamer is eventually going to be an identity you could buy off a rack? Now tell me I'm wrong.
Hey.
Now tell me I'm wrong.
But one thing about it, you spend, sure. I think it's at least 20, if not more than $20, they donate a percentage of it to food banks and everything.
That's nice. I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing it at all. I will never dispute that there is some good being done in the midst of blanket consumerism.
Hey, if people are going to buy it.
No, I get it.
People want it, so you can't deny people going, you know what? We're going to try it.
I'm not hating on them, man. I can't hate on motherfuckers for like trying to do something good. I get it. Good things are done, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying in the generalized of people are going to want to buy them anyway, so you might as well get your money's worth.
Oh, no, I fully agree, man. I fully agree. You might as well get your money's worth, right? Why not? Roshu, Overwatch players have been banned for hacking in Korea by Blizzard.
No surprise.
Guess how many? Let's just give you, I'll give you three guesses. How many? Pretend like you don't know.
50.
No.
100?
Wrong.
5.
That's, you are.
What?
We are terrible actors.
What? Did I actually get, I didn't get a chance to read the damn thing. Did I actually
you
get it right?
No, really don't know. Oh, okay. Jesus, tap dancing ballerina, fucking food Christ. All right. The amount of Korean Overwatch hackers. I'm sorry. Let me restart that one. The amount of Korean Overwatch players who have been banned for hacking is over 22,000.
Holy shit.
Yes. So what had happened is.
How am I not surprised?
Well, obviously no one's surprised here. All right. So Blizzard had talked about in a forum post that they had banned 22,865 Korean players from Overwatch for hacking. And it is from unauthorized use of third-party programs for the most part. And okay, so there are people in the chat saying some people are complaining that they got their ban even though they complaining about their ban even though they did indeed cheat. Yeah, see, that's just silliness.
Yeah. That's your own damn fault for cheating.
Right, and what they're primarily covering, and you're absolutely right, Roshi, what they're primarily covering is just that they're talking about there is not really a way to deter cheaters, but from hacking, right?
Yeah.
From downloading third-party aimbot software, DOSing opponents, fucking their lag. You know, fucking their connection up, pinging the fuck out of them, making their lag and slowing them down so they can kill them.
Yeah.
Ruining their experience.
Oh, yeah.
Now, most people, they don't do this. I would say most gamers don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. No. Do you?
No.
No, I don't think Baby Raptor probably doesn't. Well, Baby Raptor might. He's nefarious. He's known nefarious. But no, most people aren't doing this. So I just look at this and I go, okay, yeah. Banhammer, big fucking deal. This is what you deserve.
Shouldn't have fucking been cheating. It's a competitive game that can make companies lots of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one thing we can say is that
and you're surprised you got banned for that.
No, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. You know, the major thing with this is there is a big difference in Asia with gaming, especially like Overwatch and stuff. Think about this: the amount of cyber cafes that there are.
Yeah,
there's not many cyber cafes in America, I would think.
There isn't, even though that would be freaking awesome.
Well, I you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to look it up now because I'm not even sure. I just want to look this up. But if we look it up,
it's
right?
Probably more like LA and
in United States. I'm just looking it up. How many? On average, how many cyber cafes in the United States?
Most like our LA and stuff like in places like that.
Okay, when I typed into Google how many cyber cafes in the United States, I got 3.
Really?
3. But there's probably more, probably like 10. But I guarantee there's more than that. There's got to be shitloads more. Yeah, there's more. There's hundreds. Yeah, there's hundreds. But it's
nothing compared to like in Japan or anything like that.
No, I could just Google it right now. How many PC cafes might be a better word in Korea? How many PC cafes are in Korea? Yeah. LAN gaming. It's called PC Bang.
Yeah.
And PC Bang is a type of LAN gaming center in South Korea where patrons can play multiple computer games for an hourly fee. Right? This is cyber cafe shit. And the per capita penetration of computers and broadband internet access is very high in South Korea. PC Bangs remain popular as they provide a social meeting place for gamers, especially because a lot of people die there and gamers don't even notice because they're too interested in their own games, which I find hilariously disturbing. it's uniquely terrifying. But and it's just it just caters to people who want to have long-term gaming, right? And there's a lot of them. And there's also a noted amount of internet gaming addiction in those cafes as well. And I'm not saying those cafes are proprietors of it, but there's just because they're available, right? But I look at this Korean Overwatch hacking, the players being banned for it. It's like, dude, this is not anything new. We know about this shit. This happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't think it's ever going to stop. Like, seriously, does anybody think it's going to stop? I don't.
No, it's not going to. It's never going to because there's too much chance of making, for the esports making money. But with the esports growing, there's too many companies making money, so they're going to continuously ban them.
Now, there are theories floating around there on why Korean Overwatch players are able to do this as much. And it's the reason, this is why we talked about PC bangs earlier. A lot of places are citing PC bangs as being a reason. They'll talk about the hourly fee and playing on high-end gaming hardware. And see, that's not a problem inherently, that anybody who says that's ridiculous. They're talking about PC bangs have deals with gaming publishers to pay a flat rate for all users, allowing their patrons to play games without having to purchase an account or pay subscription fees. So They don't have anything invested into the game itself. So they simply pay an hourly PC bang fee and play as much as they want. Like, I get that, right? But that's just the way that they're deciding to digest that game. Right? Because maybe they realize that they rather spend hourly rates than buying and spending all the money up front for the gaming PC or the console, because consoles have not been that popular in Korea or Asia in general. It's been mostly PC and mobile gaming, and we're finding the most problems with PC hacking and DOSing and botting and all that shit in Asian countries.
Oh, yeah, because in
I'm not blaming Asian people, goddammit. I'm not saying, like, Asian people are in a tower of doom and they got PCs everywhere with a supercomputer with fucking liquid coolant systems running through it, and they're going, okay, dude, we take Overwatch, dude. Korea, 안녕하세요. Okay, you take it Overwatch, dude. You, China, how you doing? Okay, you take League of Legends, dude. Japan, we take it, dude. We take everything else, dude, dude, dude. No, that's not how this thing's going, okay? You don't have this triangle of tyrants of Asian people destroying the fucking easy gaming culture in the east side of the hemisphere. No, this is not going on. Although, I honestly feel if that was the case and it was like a warped,
hey, like it takes triangle, all new meaning to the triad.
Oh, that's not even funny. Because actually, it's hilarious. Because could you imagine, like, Korean mafia, and then the Japanese mafia, and then the Chinese mafia, all sitting around a fucking table discussing match fixings of esports so they can net the fucking profits?
It's, you know, probably already done, and that's the scary thing.
It really doesn't. Because how many times have we seen those match fixing allegations and organized crime netted to fucking and netted and connected to esports? But we're not talking about that. Fuck this shit, man. People, Blizzard banning players for hacking is no surprise, dude. Nope. It's just going to be a constant battle.
Not one damn
bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a constant battle. Oh, all right, Roshu. We all know about G2A, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. What are some things that people can think of when it comes to G2A?
Cheap keys that could possibly not work.
Yes. Yes. G2A selling pirated keys. G2A not being able to handle seller verification. The G2A shield that doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
You know, these are just some complaints. The main one is that G2A downright, Kizza actually points it out, dodgy business practices. Why do I feel like you just hear the English accent just spew off the text that he writes? It's amazing. But G2A.com, they have had accusations of literally everything but the kitchen sink, scamming devs, like fake game keys, illicit game key reselling. Like people in the chat and kids have said it in general, dodgy business practices. And there was a lot of shit on the recent Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything, that G2A had. And Roshu, let's hear some of their responses.
Oh, joy.
When it comes to the keys on G2A, let's pay attention to this. If the key is on G2A, that means that it already came from the developer, which means they have already paid. If you want to buy that game on our marketplace, they won't receive any additional money out of that. Actually, they could with G2A Direct, but let's not talk about that. Then, we have special departments in G2A. That's over 100 people dedicated to protecting our marketplace. We can't disclose exactly how we search for these shady people or what triggers our suspicions, because that would be giving them a possible roadmap as to how to try to get away with something. The problem is that sometimes the issue starts with the developer's own site, which can sometimes lack security. And in those situations, if the developer is not willing to work with us, it gets a little complicated. In some situations, if a key was not reported to us as stolen and we weren't told it was blacklisted or shown any proof, then there was little we can do. Oh. So.
Well, here's your thing, right quick. If it comes, like they said, with it not being reported and no one or anything like that, honestly, legal-wise, there's not much they can do. They can just not let the person sell on their site anymore, but that could actually be considered, with the way their stuff is set up, that can actually be considered illegal and cost them shitloads of money.
Well,
so without any proof showing it, legal-wise, there's not much they can do.
Well,
but I'd still...
Right. Go ahead.
But, like, if I was him, I'd still tell him, no, you ain't fucking doing this anymore.
Look, the way I see it is G2A lost their sponsorship deal with the esports recently. Yeah. And then now, and, you know, a lot of information has come, not information, but a lot of allegations and accusations have come out towards G2A. And truthfully, this comes to fiscal responsibility for G2A. Now, I'm not G2A. I don't own a business to that size. Not at all. However, fiscally, if you're not making enough money, right? If you don't have enough disposable income,
yeah,
right? You have to correct that. You have to correct that. And you have to do it morally, right? And there is that short-term solution of being able to do amoral things to net you money. And it's not just the gaming industry we find this in. We see this in all industries.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
So, honestly, I think that it's very plausible, okay? I think it's very plausible. However, I also look at, look, man, at this point, would it be better for just G2A to kind of go away and close down? I mean...
It would be, but it's not going to happen.
Like, here's the problem. Here's the problem with it. They have a legitimate side. There's legitimacy to G2A. It's their own key reselling. That's legal.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
No different than anybody else who buys keys in bulk directly from a dev. That's 100% legit. It all amounts to the source, right? The G2A marketplace itself. Like, anybody can sell a key or do anything they want through that infrastructure in itself. So I don't know. It's all about how G2A, like, polices their own marketplace. So I don't know if they should stop other people from fucking with their marketplace and only stick to their own key reselling, which is completely legal and above board. And that's not looked at with any amount of red flags. It's their infrastructure itself. It's the way they handle certain things. So I wonder how this is going to go. And I wonder what new information will be put out there.
Yeah. It's one of those things of the idea, way they set it up. Excuse me, to be able for individual people to sell on their marketplace is so established already, they would drop continuously and probably be put out of business if they ever removed that before they're able to get up on their feet of just doing their own keys exclusively.
Okay. I see what you're talking about.
Because it's one of those things, they're already set this way and been this way since they opened, as far as I understand.
I just can't, you know what? I got to be honest. I've never bought a game from G2A.
I can't say I haven't. I have, but I've only bought from G2A itself, not from a side person.
Right. So that's different. You know what? I feel like G2A is like the eBay of digital storefronts. Or like, it's more like a Craigslist. It's like buyer beware, right?
Yeah.
When you look at Steam, for example, You don't really have to worry about that as much as you would with like Green Man Gaming, for example. Or I'm not accusing them. I'm just talking about different storefronts outside of Steam. Or like Good Old Games is also kind of out of this because CD Projekt Red is very good about that.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Like, even Green Man Gaming, I don't think Green Man Gaming does like G2A does. I think
theirs is
exclusive.
Yeah, they do their own key reselling to my knowledge. And I think that's another reason why they don't fall into the same problems that G2A falls into. And honestly, I just want to tell everybody, just don't go to G2A right now. Just don't use them. Don't use them till this shit clears up. Honestly, don't give these fuckers any more money because there's too much gray area on these guys, right? Essentially, what they're doing is they're taking advantage over lack of understanding on restrictions. All right, Roshu, I want you to lead this one. Because I'm doing something suspicious. Roshu, Bungie has registered Destiny Con trademark. Okay, go into your wild theories.
So, as reported, the application is filed under Classification 41, which allows organizing and conducting fan conventions in the fields of video and computer games, more particularly in connection with the game Destiny. It doesn't necessarily mean Bungie or Activision has plans for a convention. However, Destiny streamer who already runs a Destiny fan convention points out Bungie had previously forced him to change his event's name from Destiny Community Con to Guardian Con. I'm sorry, even though it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to, they're fucking going to.
Okay.
They would make way too much money if they didn't.
I don't know. We could go right into this and go, oh, there's going to be a Destiny Con. God fucking damn it. I see. Okay. While that is a highly probable.
Baby Raptor.
What do you say? I'm not looking at the chat. What the fuck are they talking about?
Oh, God. Destiny Con sounds like a focus group with sad lesbians. What the fuck?
I was making fun about it. Like, I was making fun of it too. I was on Twitter going, what are they going to do with the Destiny Con? Sit in a fucking corner and talk about the bait and switch that they got at 2014. Jesus Christ. Seriously, like Destiny Con could be anything from an actual convention type of its own, which doesn't wouldn't shock me. It could also just be protecting their fucking franchise because there's going to be a Destiny 2. It's apparently going to come out in 2017. Boo.
Oh,
why? Go away. Your first bait and switch didn't work. Now you're going to make a second one?
Oh, that's no, it works because they made a shitload of money.
I tell you, man, I guarantee you. I guarantee you, man, Destiny 2 is going to be promoted with a single player experience. One that's really going to have, like, all the shit that was on the cutting room floor for the first Destiny, it's going to be put into the second Destiny and then,
and then
enhanced upon.
It's going to be Titanfall just in Destiny form.
Ooh, that's a scary thought.
Well, I'm saying that's in the idea of how they're going to make it.
Ooh, that's fearsome, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fearsome. Like, Destiny was the biggest... Destiny was the most expensive bait and switch ever in gaming. One of the most expensive... I think the most expensive, probably. I'm probably totally wrong in saying that. But... And people still bought it, and people still defend it. And I go, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, man? This is definitely the attitude of a battered wife. And I hate to say it like that, but that's... Remember when I said that shit? the gamers today have like a battered wife syndrome when it comes to the fucking gaming industry. Like the gaming industry just slaps you in the face with their big dick called Destiny, and then they lie to you and they tell you it's gonna be amazing, it's gonna be this shared world shooter, and it's gonna be all encompassing and brilliant and breathtaking, and then it's just a couple of raids with a PvP system and an iron curtain. And a couple of events and an empty environment that the fucking that Bungie couldn't fill with anything half interesting. Oh,
honestly,
God damn it.
Could have been good if they just had a better story and shit to actually fight.
Yeah, true. Not to mention, I would really like to have seen a little bit of differences, a variant of what happens.
Yeah.
Of just cuts, just give me a difference of cutscenes. Hey, I'm the same race as you. Shouldn't there be a slight inclination of, hey, we're the same people. What are you doing with these other people? Why don't you come join me and we will rain destructive synthetic massacre
like some
upon
some kind of background and why the fuck there's blue? What was it? There's a robot, a human, and then some kind of blue person.
I know, right? It was just
like
some
why the fuck is there a blue person?
It was a mutated Smurf.
Like the robot thing I can understand. You go that far into the future, guess what? Look,
if people will buy Transformers, people will buy other synthetic life forms that just came into existence, all right? It's not out the realms of possibility. Silicon is a possibility, like another thing that life could use instead of carbon. Just carbon atoms are horrors of the fucking element table. Because they are. Carbon? It's the horror of the element table because it sticks with everything. It is fucking everything. It's like, hey, hydrogen. Hey, come over here, baby. Oxygen. Hey, come over here, baby. Let me get that.
What you doing?
What are you doing out there, baby? Let me get some of that carbon. Hey, did you get carbon the other day? Yeah, we got two of them the other night. Like, ugh.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
Look, man. There are some other things in the news going on. Let's just get through these things so we can talk about other shit. I want to get the listener calls, stupid people section. Let's just run through the gaming topics. All right. So ZeniMax has acquired the Doom co-developer. Now, ZeniMax is Bethesda's parent company. They picked up Escalation Studios.
Oh, no.
These are the people based in Texas out by Uroshu. They came around 2007, and they are the people who worked on the level editor, the snap map for Doom.
Hmm.
So that's great. So we're going to see more... We're going to see more Bethesda projects with snap map like features in multiplayer and possibly in single player. Oh, man. This is definitely going to be used for VR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I guarantee that's what it's going to be used for. They're going to take that snap map stuff. They're going to implement it with the VR, especially since they just won that case against Oculus, which we'll get to in a little bit. Look, that's fine. It's only really a lead in. It's only really leading to the ZeniMax lawsuit. Speaking of the... And you know what? Not for nothing. The Doom snap map is not bad.
Oh, no.
It's not. It's just kind of boring.
Unless you sit there and really enjoy making that kind of stuff, it's...
Look, it is a baby's first modding for console gamers, okay? It's just their way of trying to shoehorn in modding that is always... had a gigantic longevity in the PC gaming. It's probably one of the biggest incentives for gamers to play on PC, not to mention you have fully exchangeable choice of your hardware.
Yeah.
But we're not getting onto that. Let's get on to what's going on with ZeniMax. So ZeniMax won $500 million in the lawsuit against Oculus. And this was over the allegations that the VR tech that it owns was stolen and used to develop the Oculus Rift. So,
So that's another notch of Oculus Rift scandals going on.
Yeah, we had the whole thing with Palmer Luckey. We had the whole thing. You had Mark Zuckerberg. I remember we talked about this. I think I'm not saying I predicted anything, but I totally called it when I said I wondered if Mark Zuckerberg was going to appear and defend Oculus. And sure enough, he did. Because I was wondering how Facebook was going to handle the defense of Oculus, right? Because they own it.
Yeah, it's...
And Facebook is gigantic. It's one of the big three in social media. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, right? It's one of the biggest ones. I'm just not on Facebook because Facebook's for twats. So Facebook was found not liable. Oculus is actually responsible for $250 million of the $500 million owned to ZeniMax. And after the deliberations, Oculus was found liable of copyright and trademark infringement. And that's very interesting because also... It was really strange because you saw that Carmack and others claimed none of the code he worked on at ZeniMax was used in creation of the version of the Oculus Rift that existed when Facebook bought Oculus. Then Carmack admitted to having copied emails and source code from this time at ZeniMax, but claimed he wrote new source code while at Oculus. No, hold on a second. He admitted to copying emails and source code when he was at ZeniMax. But he's like, but I totally didn't use it. No, I never did that. I just copied it and kept it for myself. But then I wrote new source code for Oculus.
Oh.
Then ZeniMax alleged that Palmer Luckey was talking about VR games created by Carmack in the early days of Oculus' existence and talked about, and he talked them up. And he said that these helped make it possible for the company to be founded. Now, this dates back to 2014 when ZeniMax first threw lawsuits at them, and this was before the specific allegations came out. Now, obviously, Oculus Rift is going to make a shitload of appeals, and ZeniMax is happy. We know that. Okay, so the liability of defendants was established by uncontracted evidence presented by ZeniMax. This is the exact list for readability's sake, all right? This is what the jury found in. This is what Oculus was found guilty of infringing on ZeniMax copyrights. Okay, here we go. The breakthrough in VR technology occurred in 2012 at ID Software through research efforts by our former employee, John Carmack. Before we ever had contact with the other defendants, we shared this VR technology with the defendants under a non-disclosure agreement that expressly states that technology was owned by ZeniMax. The four founders of Oculus had no expertise or even backgrounds in VR. Then Palmer Luckey could not code the software was key to in situations involving VR. There was a documented stream of computer code and other technological assistance flowing from ZeniMax to Oculus over the next 6 months. Oculus was written, acknowledged, and gritting critical source code from ZeniMax. Carmack intentionally destroyed data on his own computer. After he got noticed that the litigation and his right, he researched on Google how to wipe his hard drive and data on other Oculus computers and USB storage devices, which similarly deleted as determined by court-appointed independent experts in computer forensics. Holy shit! When he quit ID Software, Carmack admitted he secretly downloaded and stole over 100,000 documents from ZeniMax and USB storage devices, as well as ultimately source codes from Raves and tied to the ID5 engine, which Carmack uploaded to his own Oculus computer. Carmack filed an affidavit in which court experts filed it was false. Carmack filed an affidavit in which court experts said was false and denied the destruction of evidence. Facebook lawyers made representations to the court about those same Oculus computers to which court evidence said was inaccurate. Oh, my God. Oculus' response in this case said it didn't use any code or assistance it received from ZeniMax was not credible, and it was contradicted in pasting the ZeniMax source code on the Oculus SDK as well as by expert testimony. Okay, and that's it, everybody. I just went through that whole thing with a couple fuck-ups because my oxygen was running low. Jesus
Good
Christ. Wait
for the next freaking Lord.
So the thing is, there has been updates to this lawsuit, all right? And people, you have to understand something. I had to slow down to read that. If I had it memorized, I could go a million miles a minute. That's what I do with Romatorials. But anyways, ZeniMax has had a couple comments that they're going to try to inhibit or block the sales of Oculus Rift in general. So ZeniMax might go full forward with this, and they might try to prevent Oculus from being sold at all.
If the way I understand it, if it's all true, they have every right to.
Yes, they do. As far as legally speaking, they have every right to do it. So what's probably going to happen? We're going to see disputes, and Oculus is going to appeal, and they go, "Hey, no, wait, man, we totally didn't use the source code, bro. Let us sell the Oculus, you know." And then ZeniMax goes, "Now we're going to make you never sell any more Oculuses." And then Oculus goes, "Wait a minute, man. What if we enter into a royalty agreement. So for every Oculus sold, you get a percentage. And then ZeniMax goes,
but we need to fill our safes with more Scrooge McDuckian dollars. You must give us our $500 million. We do not want $250 million. We do not want a mere percentage. We want all of the money. We are like a cable company. We will rub our nipples with baby oil and wait for our $500 million.
Then Oculus goes, hey, man, here's $250 million, and then we're going to appeal this. And then, like, we're going to try to make an agreement so everybody makes some money, even though we totally know that Palmer Luckey fucked up when he went on Time magazine. It was a real bad time, bro. It was a real bad time, bro. There was no shaka, you know what I'm saying, bro? He tried the shaka, and then he pizzaed when he was supposed to French fry, and he had a real bad time. So what we're going to do is we're gonna work with you, ZeniMax. We're going to come to a royalty agreement.
Yes, little. Yes, little Oculus VR Technology Development Company. We will work with you. Yes, we will fill out the paperwork and send it to you via fax machine.
What's a fax machine?
You're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All hilarious shenanigans aside, ZeniMax just won $500 million. Half a bill. $500 million. That's a lot of fucking money, man. It's a lot of money. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But let's, and you know what? You know what it really is, man? I'm very glad at least this court case is not done, but we're getting some more information. And these things are always insanely interesting to me because I'm always interested in the video game industry as a business, as an industry itself, because there's so much in it that really is captivating about the behind the scenes that happens to the games that we play, right? And I've always found that insanely compelling. And maybe that's just I have an interest in business in general. It makes no sense. And you know what it makes me realize? The more I learn about business, the more I hate businessmen. Because every businessman is full of shit. They're all full of shit. They're all full of shit. It's like a crock pot. You ever been to a sales convention? It's like a melting pot. It's a crock pot gumbo of bullshitters. And every single
you want to know why?
Because that's the job. You got to sell shit.
Exactly. You got to be able to sell shit to survive.
Look, Roshu. I used to call myself a businessman. I'm redacting that statement. I now call myself I'm just a martial artist. That's all I am. I'm a martial artist who loves video games. That's it. That's all I'm going to be. Because that's who I am, Roshu. I'm not a businessman. I just smoke a lot of weed and I sell t-shirts. Oh, by the way, guys, we are getting those t-shirts up. By the way, people, the patrons not going up yet because reasons. And I'll talk about that in different things. We have the Rat Pack stuff coming up. Roshu, you should probably join that because you get paid because that would help you. And anything to get you paid is good for you because that's good. And we need to make Texas a uncivilized banter state. That's what we got to do. We're gonna start taking our show on the road. Roshu, you need to travel with me. We should do live shows, like live podcasts, and at different cons and panels. I'm not even joking, dude. Okay. That's what we should do.
The only thing is, I'd have to start making enough money that I don't have to worry about the job I have.
Man, you know what we'll do? We'll fucking plan this shit out, man. You know what we'll do? Man, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. That sounds so cool. We got to do it. Ton of podcasts.
So hold on. You'd go do cons so we could do this live.
I'm leaving the con right after I do the podcast.
Oh, you can't. I ain't.
That's fine. You could stay back and sign autographs and get your dick sucked and all that
kind of stuff. No. I'll be going there to shit all over people about their fucking horrible games that they may have.
That's awesome. That's
and
hilarious.
Interviews where I piss people off. Possibly.
That's even more
maybe.
Hilarious.
It's me. They won't think I'm pissing them off, but the sarcasm would be there.
That's true. It's so great because this is going to be like a silent dismissal. Like, you know, this general feeling of disingenuous attitude. You know,
like,
so this is my new game. And then Roshu responds, how? See that silence? That's how he responds.
Wait,
you just get
so you hitting trees with your fists is new? Really? I never knew. I swear I've seen it before. I guess not.
Roshu, I'm going to get you a fucking copy of Perdition Wakes when the game comes out. The game I'm in?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. You know what? I should ask you to buy it to support me, but I'm not. I'll get you a copy. I'll get you a copy, dude. Are you gonna review it? You should. You know. You know. You need to review it. You need to review it and tell me how my voice acting came off. Like, that's all I want to know. It's like, how did I
well,
do?
Well, I'll just show you now. It was shit. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, boo! You ain't even played it yet. You're like half the video game journalists out there. You don't even play it. You give it a rating. That's hilarious.
Wait, I thought that's how you're supposed to do it.
No, you know what I find funny? I have talked, and I'm not going to name names, but I know there's people out there who do this. There are people out there who will simply, and they won't even play the game. They'll just watch video game footage and then write a review.
Yeah.
And I'll go, are you fucking out of your mind? That's like going to a restaurant, looking at the picture of the menu, and then judging it based on that. That's why I always go.
If I have something to say about a game, it's like, I haven't played it yet, but this is what I've seen. This is what I think.
You know, I used to do game reviews.
Yeah.
I used to. And they were fast as fuck. I used to crank that speed up like a freak because originally I thought, well, let's see how many jokes I could put into one thing instead of really talking about the game.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh shit, people are paying attention. They actually want me to start talking about stuff. Then I started talking about American Dad, and that got disturbing. Well, I mean, I had a whole bit in there about how Roger rapes stuff. Like
He does. He wrote the fucking checkbook.
He fucked a hole in his checkbook. Not just he fucked it. Like there is a clear hole. Like what kind of alien dick do you got if you're fucking hole through paper? Not saying
after
that paper's very...
after writing John Travolta forever, how much money for drugs, yo?
Oh my god, for drugs, yo! So dope. What a dope episode. That was a big feature. The other feature I had in that episode in the rumatorial was I was talking about how Roger technically ruined his whole alien race by cheating on the Emperor Zing and making them a consumerist, shawarma-infatuated monarchical governing system based completely on capitalistic shopping. It's just materialism. It's so silly. But yeah, it's all because Roger's a whore. Like, that's literally what it is. It's literally what it is, because he was a whore. And I got nothing against whores. I think whores are important. Whores make sad people happy, right? So shout out to whores. What's wrong with them? Think about it, Roshu. I can actually defend sluts in this one situation, right? I can defend sluts just like I can defend prostitutes. Why? Because sluts and whores make sad people happy, and prostitutes provide a convenient service for lonely gentlemen who might criminally sexually harass people instead. So what do? They pay for sex, and therefore it gets rid of that.
Here's the thing. In Amsterdam, it's legal. In many countries, it's legal.
It's an industry.
It's the oldest industry on earth.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. Roshu, what's the difference between selling pussy and tacos? You're both selling something somebody wants, all right? Because truthfully, after you get some good pussy or some good dick, depending on your preference, because some people think dicks are delicious, who doesn't want a taco?
Fucking pay your ass. Whores is my school motto.
Whores is my school motto. Yeah, okay. I will say that there is a limit to whorish behavior. I don't think you should be whoring it up at 16. Like,
it's
even
not
if
just,
you are.
It's not 16 anymore.
It's not?
No, it's younger.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
There are some people at 13 that are pregnant.
Okay, yeah. Baby Raptor did tell me a few stories about experiences and stories in his own school of a lot of young girls getting pregnant. I think that's crazy.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. We say it's crazy. Back in the day, that's usually when they got married.
Yeah, when the average life expectancy was 30.
But I'm just, it's like that drastic.
If a woman reached menopause at that age, she was considered a fucking old witch.
But I'm just saying, it's the idea of that change. That's, in all honesty, that sudden change of how we all, back then, oh, it's fine, it's okay. Now all of a sudden it's completely wrong and immoral and.
You just stop there.
Yeah, it's just like, I understand why, but at the same time, it's like.
Are you scarred by this, Roshu?
Do I think, put this, do I think they should be? No.
Well, I agree. I don't think they should either.
But it's like, it wasn't really in the history of the world that long ago that it was perfectly normal.
I realize that, but that's due to short-term life expectancy. Nowadays, we know that's fucking crazy. We know that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's also true on how human morality, it changes over time, right?
Yeah.
It adapts and evolves just like human beings do. So eventually we just kind of figure it out as we go along. But we are talking about something totally different. You know what I'm saying, Roshu?
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. Let's get off that because we got to talk about a few more gaming topics. I completely forgot that I need to make Kizza Gaming a moderator, member of the Rat Pack. Fuck, I forgot I need to make that dude a moderator. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. Fuck. All right, so there's been a lot of game companies under investigation by the European Trade Commission. Okay, Roshu, this is no surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so pretty big names here, okay? So Valve, Capcom, Bandai Namco, Koch Media, Focus Home, and ZeniMax, the one that just won the lawsuit, they are being investigated over problems and anti-consumer and violation of European antitrust laws using geo-blocking practices. Now, what the fuck is a geo-blocking practice, okay?
No, it's
not. A geo-blocking practice is something. Let me look it up real quick for it. Let me get the exact definition. Geo-blocking practice. I can't spell today. This is why I wish I had a tech monkey. Because they usually, you know what I'm saying? They usually have this shit up. Sorry about that. I was looking it up just a second ago. I had it up here earlier so I could explain it to people, but I got stoned and I lost it because I got high, right?
Yeah, how am I not surprised?
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so what they're using is geo-blocking practices such as, in example, game activation keys that can amount to breaching the EU competition rules by reducing cross-border competition as a result of restricting so-called parallel trade within a single market and preventing consumers from buying cheaper games that may be available in other member states. So what they're doing is they're putting a stranglehold on the market so they have to buy it from... Okay, so you get what I'm saying. So
basically, they're looking into the completely region restrictions and why it even exists.
Yep. They're essentially restricting it. So they're essentially creating a monopoly.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily creating a monopoly, but they're forcing one. They're creating a clinch point, a pinch point to where everything is going through those people.
Yeah.
Now, and it's illegal. That's clearly illegal.
Here's the thing, though. I understand in areas of where they have to change the game to fit the laws of a country, why it's region locked to there, because it's that specific country has to have the game a certain way, if it can be even sold there.
Well, I think that whole region locking is bullshit anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying for that aspect, because in all honesty, if you can have everything you want in a freaking game, if you really want a game from a country that goes, oh, you can't have this, you have to have this censored, you can't be cussing, you can't have this.
Well, sorry, I thought you were still going.
No, it's just like, for that I can understand. But if it's just the game full blown in multiple other countries and it's all pretty much the same, there's no changes, it shouldn't be region locked. But if it's the game was changed because just the laws of a country, what they will allow and will not allow, that's a different story.
True. I don't know. I just think that I could be totally wrong here, but if we got rid of the region locking in video games at all, so that would essentially eliminate the problem about geo-blocking practices, what they're calling it. So they could. So essentially, the commission states were using country-specific activation keys that were enabling them to restrict consumers to buy products and shit in other EU countries, right?
Yeah.
If we got rid of that, well, then it changes the game a little bit, and it might somewhat eliminate or kind of shorten or destroy a little bit of those cheaper game places.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a good thing. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I haven't thought about this enough to really make a huge statement on it. But it's just that a lot of people, a lot of notable people are under investigation for doing these kind of things. And it doesn't surprise me because, once again, this comes to digital distribution of online keys, right? How many online keys, like look at places like Online Key Store. They'll sell you region restriction free keys, right? All you got to do is set this thing. I don't remember the whole process, but you just got to set your VPN to this certain place and then you can play the game and then the region's unlocked. Like, that's fucked up. That's not illegal, but it's definitely frowned upon. So if you eliminate the whole region locking thing, they don't really have a business there, do they? And I'm not specifically talking about Online Key Store. I'm talking about places like that who are doing these types of things.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's a possibility. I don't fucking know, but Roshu.
Really? It's one of those things of something that probably came up thinking because it's a certain region, like when it first came up, it's a certain region, a certain area, we should lock the games there. Because we don't want, because it just seems smart and ended up turning into what it is now.
Yeah, I could see how. Okay, because this probably, like, if we think about this logically, what is it most likely stem back from? It most likely stems back from people, publishers, and companies
trade restrictions.
Not just trade restrictions, but as companies wanting to make the most money they can in every way possible. So this is something that is probably they've probably been doing for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just now they're starting to get called out on the quote unquote geo blocking practices and what they're doing and how they're breaking EU competition rules. Because what this sounds like is that they're forcing a monopoly to be in place and they're trying to hide it. And that's unacceptable for a fair marketplace for everybody to make money. See, I have not, just like you, Roshu, I have nothing against you making money in a free marketplace. You're allowed to do that. That's your fucking prerogative as a guy who wants to make it out in the world, right? Yeah. You want to make it just like I want to make it, right? I get it. But you, just like me, I follow the rules, you do too. So when somebody doesn't, well, goddamn it, bitch, follow the rules. We all have to. And it's not the Vince McMahon line of, well, that's not fair. No, that's blatant manipulation. So that's just shitty. Roshu, guess what? Guess what Activision Blizzard did? Guess what they did, my good sir?
What did they do?
Okay, they went from video games. Well, they actually became the first third-party developer, and that's a brilliant milestone that I'll never take away from them. It's beautiful. They went from that to making video games to completely altering the modern gaming landscape by introducing $60 price points for new retail games, also introducing the season pass at $60 to $50 in the United States denomination, creating the problematic cycle of repetitive, multiplayer, militaristic FPS shooters we have today. Thank you very much. That's all we're doing. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to continue on right here. Then they made a television studio, and then they made a film studio, right? The television film studio. Yeah. And then they did Skylanders on Netflix, and they made a fuckload of money on it because it just got renewed for a new season. Remember when we predicted it, Roshu? We said the one thing that's gonna work, it's going to be Skylanders, because it's Skylanders and Spyro and plucky little video game shit for ridiculous. Children. It's genius. Want to know why? Because it would work on us.
Don't get me wrong, it's genius, but it's ridiculous.
It is, but it would work on us if we were children.
People spend that much money for a little fucking figure.
It's bad, man. But guess what?
Get one.
It keeps rolling on. It keeps rolling on, Roshu. Activision has now formed a toy division, a quote-unquote called the Consumer Products Division.
Yeah,
we know
it's the
fucking toy division. And yes, you're right. No surprise here. But they have named the new president CEO, Tom Kilpin. Dope fucking name. If we're going to have any silver lining out of this, it's a dope name. This dude has worked at Mattel and Disney. So if anybody knows how to sell toys and manipulate the lives of parents and children, it is this man. CEO and President Tim Kilpin. Why do you sound so disinterested in everything I'm saying right now?
Because it's just like I am. Don't get me wrong.
I'm disinterested. That's hilarious.
But it's Activision. It's going to be shady as hell. They're going to try and rip you, take all your money out of your fucking wallet as they're just shoving their fist up your ass. And there's not a damn thing anyone's going to do about it because that's Activision. It's going to be, they're going to be fine. They're going to do something good eventually because somehow their fucking newest game still got the most sold in the year. Never mind. Sorry.
No, no, you're right. You're right. They did sell a lot of copies for their late for the latest Call of Duty. It sold a staggering amount of copies still
it
to this day.
Sold most of 2016, which made no fucking sense. So many people hated it.
Right.
But now, yeah, you still buy it.
You want to know why? Here's what it is. I think deep down inside that people will buy something. Okay, remember, this dates back to the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare trailer where it had a resounding amount of negativity about it because Call of Duty wants to go cocaine-fueled crazy and shoot things in space.
Well, don't get me wrong. Something like that could be actually really fun if you did it correctly and had a good story.
Yeah, it would be fun if... what's
someone
a game
other
franchise
than Activision?
That could do it? No, I'm just thinking of who could do it in general. I would think... That would be fun if Just Cause did it.
Yeah.
If Just Cause came out with Just Cause 4 and said, guess what, bitches? Now you can go to space. People go, how about yes? Because that's awesome and ridiculous and something we would want.
I hate to say it because it's Rockstar, but GTA in space.
Yep. And you know why? Because as much as we hate on it, as much as I hate on GTA for all the failures it does have, what they successfully do is create a very big, sprawling, open world. And unfortunately, they just can't fill it with anything meaningful. So it's perfect for space. Because for gamers, they're not going to find anything meaningful in space. To what is actually interesting in space, to what we would want interesting in space, is completely counterintuitive and contradictory. This all stems from Activision is going to do these types of things, right? We're talking about the thing with Call of Duty, right? And people bought that Call of Duty game because they wanted to hate on it. Because they're like, all right, let's see how bad it is.
This is why you just
Think about it, dude. Everybody. What?
Trust me, I understand it. But come on, people. Let the people that do that kind of shit for a living do it for you.
Right. But here's the thing, Roshi. We live in a world where everybody wants to be the person that does that for everybody else. See, this is why I stray away. And realistically, Call of Duty in itself is very ineffectual to me. I look at Call of Duty as a game for cretins. And what I mean by that is just people who have no interest in anything with real depth. They want a game that they don't have to pay attention. They don't want any story. They just want a game that is repetitive to the point where they can just play it and put it down. I understand that's a part of video games, and damn it, no. they belong in video games to a limited extent.
The all honest reason why it's the most sold one, because fucking Modern Warfare Remastered was with it.
That's true. That's probably, if not the biggest, the second biggest proponent of why people bought Infinite Warfare, because nobody cares about Infinite Warfare. We all wanted Modern Warfare Remastered, and that's what drove sales for Infinite Warfare. Yeah. Anybody who bought that Call of Duty game, Infinite Warfare, probably tell you that.
Yeah, they probably turned right around and said, here, take this piece of shit back or I take this one home.
But guess what we're going to get, Roshu? And it would be of no shock to me that Infinite Warfare had an enormous amount of returns, but Modern Warfare Remaster had...
I think you actually had to have the disc of Infinite Warfare to be able to even play Modern Warfare.
I got to be honest. I didn't buy it. I played it. I didn't buy it. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm doing nowadays, Roshu?
I did the free weekend when they had one. That's it.
You know what I'm doing nowadays, Roshu? I rent games. I've gone full rental services. Think about it. You know what's
so
money
I've done? What is it called?
Gamefly, EA Access, all the shit. All of it. Why? Because guess what? I still get all the newest fucking games the same time you do, except I pay a dollar. Or I Redbox it. You know how many Redbox games I've done? Because I can beat a game in a night. It's not that fucking hard. I can, if I have to, for review purposes, not review purposes, but podcast purposes, I can easily put in 9 hours of gameplay and then be tired as fuck and still do the podcast. I don't give a fuck. It's my job. Fuck do I care? I love this job. I mean, I hate this job, but I love it. Well, I do. I do kind of hate this job because realistically, man, it's one of those things like, look, man, I love video games, right? I love video games to the core. But God forbid, am I demonized for being honest? Holy shit, do people not like it when you're honest? So fuck you if you don't like it if I'm honest. Why? Because everybody wants everybody to be so nice and chipper and cheery and, oh, this is great, and focus on the positives. I don't need to focus on the fucking positive, bitch. None of
positives,
you fucks.
No.
Because everybody focuses on the fucking positives. Nobody wants to sit down and focus on the problems. Because everybody likes to think about positive shit. Nobody likes thinking about the reality of what's going on. I'm sorry I had to go on that, Roshi, but it's true.
Oh,
it's all fucking true.
Man. It's all fucking true.
This is just like you when you got mad. This is when you got mad at me because we had an argument over how... Wait, what do we have an argument on? Probably everything. Never mind. Activision. Yeah, I know. I get high. You just play video games. We don't care. We end of the day, we don't care. We're just talking shit. See, that's the great thing about us, Roshi. We can argue. We can disagree. We've had arguments on this podcast. We have. We've had heated arguments. And guess what? I love you. I still love you. It doesn't change anything on how I feel about you. You know? It's because I respect you.
Oh, yeah.
It's because I respect you. It's because I love you as a human. And you're sexy Portuguese Batman. All right. Here's a couple. Let's get through these things, man. We've really got about an hour left. If we even do an hour. We already did an hour in. So, Take-Two Interactive. They own Rockstar Games and 2K Games. They paid $250 million to acquire the mobile game Social Point. This is a developer, mobile base based in Spain, and they're known for... Free to play games, cannot talk today for whatever fucking reason, Monster Legends and Dragon City. And they have accumulated $180 million downloads combined.
Holy shit.
And they're trying to, and Take-Two is doing this because they're trying to enter into the free to play mobile gaming space.
Which, in all honesty, as much as I hate those games, a good business practice right now.
Well, I don't know. It's the Wild Wild West. That's the mobile gaming scene. It's the scene where you can have a short life cycle. It's very cheap to make. You can get a lot of money by scamming and fucking people over. You can use burst campaigns. You can use all sorts. You can get ratings utilizing survey websites that pay fucking surveyors who don't even give a fuck about the game. They just have to download the game, give it a 5-star rating, play it for 5 minutes, then they get their points and they go off to a different survey for a different day to accumulate their points to get their own rewards. So therefore, you're not even getting an honest review. There's numerous amounts of ways that the mobile games industry is scandalous as fuck. TinyCo stealing children's information and stealing children's information and then going to third-party websites. How many times have we seen Zynga be responsible for some of the most reprehensible, useless mobile games that have insulting amounts of fucking frustrating freemium services? Even the mobile games that are arguably quality, like Family Guy, The Quest for Stuff, The Simpsons Tapped Out game, that's a freemium game. And it's scandalous as fuck, man. Now, I've had those games and I played them for the last 3 years. Guess why I play them? Because it's an endurance test. I've never spent a fucking dollar on them, and I never will. And guess what? I've been able to unlock almost everything that everybody else did. Does it take a little bit of maintenance on it and a little more active playing? Yes, it does. But that provided me engagement. So therefore, I find that game is good in that sense. However, I look at Take-Two moving into the free-to-play mobile market. I go, it's no surprise.
Yeah.
Because why would it be? Look at Bethesda went into it, right? NeverRealm went into it with Mortal Kombat 10. Evolve went into it. Call of Duty's gone into it. Activision's gone into it. They acquired King Mobile, one of the biggest mobile developers ever. Ever. Not just one of. Just of that year. Ever. So, of course, Take-Two's going to look at that and go, huh, well, EA's done it. Activision's done it. And they go, ah, take the hit of that Coke. Ah. Take a hit of that weed. They go, Evolve's done it. Okay, they're probably not a good example. They're a horrible company. Turtle Rock's dumb. We should probably do this. But let's do this in an easy way. Let's just pick up somebody who has a knowledge in this, who have a pretty good reputation with the fan base that it has, its own core fan base. Let's make free-to-play games off our IPs. So let's think about this, okay? Take-Two Interactive, they own Rockstar Games, they own 2K Games. Now, 2K has had some endeavors. We've seen the XCOM. I think the XCOM has a mobile game out there. Let me look it up real quickly. XCOM mobile game. Who made that XCOM mobile game for Android? That was made by... I think who developed it?
I don't know.
It was by 2K. Okay, so it was 2K. So 2K has developed into it before, and I have not played the fucking Android version of XCOM or XCOM 2 because I play the fucking PC versions.
Played either one. So
XCOM is fucking awesome. What are you doing with your life, sir? Go waste it on better games than you're currently playing. But I mean, we just got to think about the possibilities. So I'm actually gonna look up 2K games right now and just look at some of the games that 2K has published. Honestly, I just see more free-to-play games coming in. Yeah. Could Take-Two Interactive move into free-to-play by making their own new version or something that the company that they just picked up had in store? Probably. I just see that Take-Two is making a real firm point, a real firm introduction. Not introduction, but reaffirmation into the mobile scene with this Monster Legends and Dragon City mobile developer social point. I just feel that there's going to be a lot of news coming very soon on them. Roshu.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How do we do the Star Wars thing? What's the Star Wars theme?
I don't remember.
Wait, no. What's the crawl? The text crawl? Can you do the...
Fuck, no, I can't because I can't think of it right now. It's on my head.
Dun 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 dun. Me. Battlefront 2. Me. In an earnings call, EA sheds light on Battlefront 2. CEO and William Sim confirmed that this game is coming out holiday 2017. The game will be bigger than the 2015 original with more locations.
Technically, that is not original. There's already been a Battlefront 2, so change the fucking name.
Thank you, Roshu. Yes, thank you, Roshu. We should correct this motherfucker. The game will be bigger than the 2015 reboot, the unnecessary reboot that nobody wanted or liked, featuring more locations and hero characters that nobody asked for. Then they are also going to promote a single-player campaign. So, Roshu, what are they going to do with Star Wars Battlefront 2? Star Wars Battlefront 1.
Roshu. Yeah. It's strong in the Force.
Yes, Master. Yes, mighty EA.
We're going to give you a game.
Yes, my Master.
Star Wars Battlefront 1.
But it has already been created, Master.
No. We will reboot it and make it graphically better than the original, which has better gameplay elements straddled throughout and better gameplay elements in atmospheric space combatives.
Master, when shall you do this?
2015. It is to be done as I foreseen it.
And then Star Wars Battlefront 2. So you got Emperor EA coming back. It's Emperor Palpatine-y. It's Emperor Parmesan Cheesy. With the fucking big ass EA logo behind his hood, so it's just the Emperor Palpatine in his little decrepit fucking old hover senior citizen chair, and he's wheeling it around with the Force. Yeah. Yes, good. And then it goes, Lord Vader.
Yes, my Master.
It is time to create our second Battlefront.
But Master...
No silence!
We are to create Battlefront 2.
Yes, my Master. How will we promote it? We're going to give them patience, young Vader. We will give them Battlefront 2. The single-player campaign... featuring content from the multiple Star Wars eras.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not even kidding.
No.
I'm not kidding. I will talk about the rest of this article with no further comedic enhancement or interpretation whatsoever.
No, because you ain't going to need it.
No, we're not. So, additionally, their Battlefront 2 is going to feature a single-player campaign from multiple Star Wars eras. That is what they're promoting.
Oh, God.
And they're calling out The Force Awakens and Rogue One as films that expanded series. Okay? This is not confirmed. But there's possibilities that their Battlefront 2 will feature characters and locations from these films. Now, Battlefront already has a little bit of content from Rogue One, from Rogue One Scarif expansion, right? So,
yeah.
Battlefront 2 is being made by DICE. Oh, God. Oh, God. So,
it's going to be another Battlefield Star Wars edition.
Well, no, it's just going to be Battlefront. It's going to be Battlefront again. There's going to be virtually no difference. I ask for people to give me evidence provided otherwise. Okay. For example, the best example I'll give, you have Star Wars Battlefront, right?
Yeah.
And that plays like a stupid version of Battlefield. I really mean it. It's a dumbed down version of Battlefield.
Yeah.
Then you go to Battlefront 1. This is suspicious. It actually plays, handles, and controls identically to Star Wars Battlefront, just with actual controls and Battlefront control over the vehicle with bullet drop and all the normal physics that you find in Battlefront. But it was also a little more cartoony than it has been in any other Battlefront game. Now
you
we're
mean
gonna
Battlefield
get,
game.
Yeah, Battlefield game. I apologize. In the Battlefield game, Battlefield 1, and now we're getting Star Wars Battlefront 2, and real quickly with Battlefield 1. Battlefield 1 was Star Wars Battlefront without the Star Wars skin on it.
Yeah.
Now we're getting Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's going to be Battlefield 1 with the Star Wars skin on it. What is the difference, people?
But
do you see the lie that is being pulled over your eyes? And yes, there is minute differences. Of course there fucking is. I'm not arguing that. I'm just simply suggesting. I'm just saying, Roshu. You know, I'm just saying that it's suspicious. This smells of mediocrity. This smells of, we're going to keep shitting these out until you stop buying them.
And guess what? People aren't going to stop buying them. No, I can't say. I enjoyed Battlefield 1, not because it was a great game, because of the errors put in.
Roshu, it took 14 million copies for people to realize that Star Wars Battlefront sucks.
Yeah.
And It was a terrible move for EA and DICE to do. Not to mention, this is providing a lot of very questionable direction choices I have for EA in this 10-year deal that they inked with Disney.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. It's kind of funny. Just a couple of years later, it's already put on the freaking EA Access thing.
I know.
And you don't even have some of the original Battlefields on there yet.
Oh, I know. Trust me. The last good Battlefield was Battlefield Bad Company 2, in my opinion. That was my favorite Battlefield. I'm not even going to lie. My favorite fucking Battlefield ever was Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's just sad. I look at Battlefront, and I go, oh, Roshu, how do you feel, man? You got any closing thoughts on it?
I'm afraid the way they said it would represent from every Star Wars era. I'm afraid for the single player.
Well, let's make it better. Let's make Star Wars Battlefront better, Roshu. How to make Star Wars Battlefront better? How the fuck do we do this?
Don't be Battlefield.
Okay, that's a very good idea. It's a very good idea. Unfortunately, it's going to be that regardless, so we're fucked.
No. This is in our own little world that we could actually make it happen.
Oh, okay. So this is our own little universe.
Yes. So
okay,
not make it Battlefield.
Okay, so how do we do this? You know what we should do? Truthfully. It should be a game made completely about Darth Vader. And I'm dead fucking serious.
I would love a game like that.
Yeah. That's how you improve the Star Wars games. And I'm not talking about going in to the long, shitty back history of Darth Vader. No. You give Darth Vader something, and I don't even give a okay, I'm not a fucking continuity nerd like some of these other fucks out here, and I'm not hating on you guys. I just don't freak out about it as much as you do. Okay, I understand that there has to be loyalty to a character. By all respects, I congratulate you, and I have a lot of affinity for people who do have that amount of loyalty.
Yeah.
Okay. And Baby Raptor brought in something interesting, right? The Force Unleashed and Starkiller. Right. Starkiller is interesting and all that, but he's a clone. And since you're a clone, I don't consider you a person because you're a clone. Go fuck yourself. Okay. We learned in Eraser, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie,
well, no,
that clones are terrible.
From the original Unleashed, I don't think he was a clone. The second one, he was a clone.
I'm totally going to settle this bullshit now and Google if Starkiller is a fucking clone.
Star Wars Force Unleashed, the first one, Darth Vader found him as a little boy.
Okay.
And in two, he was a clone of that little boy.
Okay.
He was a clone of who he grew up to be. It's Starkiller or whatever.
Okay, you're probably right. Give me a second. Let me look this up.
I have to.
Okay. I know I have it too. I just haven't played in a long time. And you are right. You are absolutely right. Vader had secretly cloned the original Starkiller in order to continue his plot to overthrow Emperor Parmesan Cheese.
Yeah.
And it's because Vader killed him in the first game. See, folks, this is why I'm glad you guys are here. Because some of these things I don't remember. You know, I only have so much of my memory.
Smoking
and 90% of it goes to MMA and how hot and how fucking beautiful Valentina Shevchenko is. Sorry, no one cares about that but me. But anyways, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Roshu, make a game about fucking Darth Vader. Let's give us a real Darth Vader game. And no, I don't want this. Annie, Misa, Jar Jar, fuck you, Jar Jar. little cock-sucking fucking Gungan fuck. Get out of here. You ruined a bunch
Let's just make a game just about Jar Jar.
Somebody
think about it. Think about a Battlefront game. There's Jar Jar being the main character, and you had to play as Jar Jar the whole time.
Somebody eventually will make it. I guarantee that.
It'd be funny as shit. It'd be annoying, but it'd be funny as shit and probably more fun than what we'd have with what we're going to get.
I think it'd be kind of horrifying, to be honest.
It would be horrifying. It'd be
horrifying. I really do. Roshu, did you want to talk about the Morrowind expansion that has been revealed for the Elder Scrolls Online?
Hmm. Sure.
Yeah, go on. Because I know you still play the Elder Scrolls and you have the Elder Scrolls
sometimes.
Online and shit. Yeah, so just go into that real quickly. I got to be rude and hop away for a second. Give me 1 second.
So, Elder Scrolls Online is doing their next most exciting expansion, according to the article, but their next one, which is the Morrowind expansion. If you played Elder Scrolls Morrowind, you'd know it. It's due 6th of June on all platforms and introduces a new zone, Wardenfell, and a 30-hour new story mission. Interesting. A new player cast, class, blah, blah, I can't fucking read. The Warden and his war bear pets. I want a war bear.
What the fuck's a war bear?
It's a fucking giant bear that you can take to war.
Because I'm sorry, real quick. The Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind expansion is coming out June 6th.
Yep.
Okay, so there's Wardenfell. Did you already say this?
Yeah, so the new Warden class, 30-hour story, 3-hour extra story, with a 4v4v4 PvP arena mode battlegrounds.
Now, ESO, to my knowledge, I remember you talked about this. They dropped the subscription pay.
No, what they did is they went free to play with the choice of subscription, much like the Star Wars one, Sator.
Oh, that's right, right, right. They went subscription-based service. So there's the free-to-play, and then there is the subscription service.
Yeah.
And this is being offered for... Let me look at it real quick to make sure I don't fuck that up. Yeah, so it's not being specified if it's only for subscribers. So it is for everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting...
You'll be able to jump straight into Morrowind content as a new player, bypassing all existing Elder Scrolls Online stuff. So doing it this way costs $40 to $60, which includes the Morrowind expansion and base ESO game. So if you don't have the game, you can do that. You still have to buy the game, and you can do a free to play and or do subscription.
So you got to buy the upgrade.
If you just want to upgrade, it's $30 to $40. There are fancier additions and pre order bonuses available too.
I ask you,
but what it is, that's how they mostly get their money is
I ask you
they
as
charge
a fan.
For the game.
I ask you as a fan, does this give you incentive to come back and play it more?
I would have to look at it because, yeah, I've played a bit of Elder Scrolls recently, and it's, I enjoyed it. It was a lot more crisp. It was a lot more better, a little better and all. I just don't know right now if I want to play 30. Well, then this is like, I think, in quid or something.
That's quid,
30
yeah.
40. It'll so
be, yeah, the price
about
be a little
20
different.
US then.
Yeah. Be a and, minor variant.
If it's 20 US, then yeah, I may go jump into it because Morrowind's actually pretty unique area of Elder Scrolls.
For sure.
And adding another 30 plus hours of story base in it. That's not including any dungeons or anything like that that might be in there.
Because
that's just story that they're adding.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think there's I think it'll be solved, truthfully. Here's the thing. The biggest question here, the biggest takeaway is like, will the addition to Morrowind, the update you have to pay for, is it enough to bring back core fans? Because it still requires you invest more money into it. And I wonder if people are willing to do that with the impression they have on it as it is currently.
Well, I think it is because there's a lot of people that have gone back to it because they've upgraded, they've changed, they've made it a little bit better. They've done much like Stories of the Republic has done.
Okay. You know what? Then fine. Well, I'll give you that. I'll give you that one. Let's just look at it to see if it's going to be sustainable, right? Because, yeah. I mean, they could have a spike in new players, and then it could die out again.
Well, that's much like most MMOs now. That's the
right. I realize that. But when I mean sustainability, I mean that there would be a average or a – there would be an amount of people. There would be an amount of people who would stay regardless and stay loyal to it. Like there are – okay, for example, here's what I mean. There's games you play consistently, right?
Yeah.
Then there's games you play, you just play them.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Right? Like, I'm sure you have them. I don't know if you're going to name off. You want to name off, or do you not have any in your mind?
Not on top of my head right now.
Okay, for me, Payday 2. It's a game I play constantly. Hatred. I play it constantly. Because I'm an idiot. Okay? Because I'm an idiot. That's why. You know, UFC 2. As much as I hate the fucking Ultimate Team shit, I don't play it anymore. I just play online, I play Exhibition, and I smash people with Donald Cerrone. I just kick them in the goddamn body and knock their fucking face off. And it's amazing! That's right, bitches! No, but you see, that's what I'm talking about. But I play every game I can, right? I've been playing Resident Evil Revelations 2 again, going back through the story to see if I missed anything. Play Resident Evil 4. I play Counter-Strike Go every now and then because I got to get my healthy dose of hating on everybody ever who's just such a shit-tard they got to play that game more than any other game in existence.
I don't play that game anymore. I don't play
that. Look, no. Roshu, I challenge you to increase your video game diet in the plethoras of every single type of title in every game you can get your hands on. Here's why.
Oh, no, I play them. Just Counter-Strike Go, I hate it with a passion.
I have a question for you. Do you play games long enough to get good at them, or do you just play games and then eventually stop?
I play games, kind of both. There's certain games I play a lot and I get good at them.
I mean,
and there's some games like Counter-Strike Go, I try and play and I just end up not enjoying.
True enough. There is Counter-Strike has a level of,
as well as just the amount of fucking hackers are in Counter-Strike Go.
That is probably one of the biggest problems outside of the just Counter-Strike in itself. It's hard to get into for most people unless they have some type of attachment to it from their past. I've noticed that with a lot of people. I don't know if you agree. Seems like you don't.
Yeah, it is. It's just, for me, don't get me wrong, could it be a fun game? Yes. If I wasn't surrounded every time I'd jump on and play that game when I did.
Are you talking about Counter-Strike or ESO?
Oh, ESO. I thought you were still talking about Counter-Strike.
No, I mean, I know. I was just asking which one you're talking about.
Yeah, Counter-Strike. But
oh, for sure.
It would be enjoyable if every time I jumped on, I would just be surrounded by what it seemed like hackers because I'd be behind a wall and no one around me and I die. And then die again.
Yeah, that's how it happens, man. But once again, goddamn cheaters and hackers, man. They do ruin the experience. It does ruin the fun of video games. That's fucking unfortunate. Roshu, we got a laundry list of stupid people section to go over, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, Roshu, how do you have sex, buddy?
Just like any other person would?
Right. So, I would assume when you have sex, not with me.
Why am I afraid here?
So, Roshi, I would assume when you have sex, now, people, to clarify, it's not with each other, not with one another, okay? We're not having sex, just saying.
No.
It's not us. Roshu's married, so I can't have sex with him. This is how it goes, right?
Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, no, I understand. Thank you, Roshu. I'm very happy that you're not here to bone me. You know what I'm saying? I'm very happy you're not here to bone me, okay? But apparently...
As you know. Chicka-bow-wow, chicka-bow.
Did you just make a pass at me?
Yes, totally. I wasn't trying to make a joke at all.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, man, like, I got nothing against you making a pass at me, brother. Like, I love you, but, like, my bad thought, Mike, man, I'm not bent like a fishing pole. You know, I'm straight. I can't help it. I'm just straight. I can't go homo because I'm not homo. I ain't got nothing against homos. You like dicks? You think dicks are delicious? Go for it. You go enjoy your delicious dick popsicle pleasantry fest. I don't give a shit.
This is why I did it, because you do this.
Go have fun, man. I don't care. I don't have no problem with gay people. Want to know something that was really funny to me? Here's story time with rum. I had a friend that had another friend. He's a gay friend. And I know him through my other friend, right? And she told me the story. His dad was a fucking gay basher, piece of shit dude, right? A real piece of shit. Just didn't, can't even tolerate, can't even see the other side of how, it's just how people want to live, right? Who fucking cares? Big deal, right? No one cares. So what happens was, and this is the most unsuspecting gay guy. It's like if you found out Brock Lesnar was gay, you would never think about it. You would go, what, Brock? Brock? That's weird. I mean, he does have a soft, feminine voice, and as I say that, I am very, very happy. I'm saying a friend of my friend is gay.
Yeah.
And his father did not take too kindly to it. I'll just make an analogy of, like, he's the most unlikely guy you can imagine being gay. It's like if you found out Brock Lesnar was gay, you would go, what? That doesn't make sense. Really? No. That's the kind of gay that my friend's gay friend was. And his dad gave him so much shit. And this gay dude beat the shit out of his dad. Because the gay dude's dad tried to fight him for being gay. And I go, whoa, that's fucked up. And it was so hilarious because the dad thought all gay people were pussies. And his gay son beats the shit out of him. It's so fucking funny to me. It's like, all right, you know, usually I don't condone family on family violence. But when you're a fucking homophobe piece of shit, and you probably got secret gay feelings about yourself, and you're wondering if that dick you saw on Instagram would taste good. Like, you know, I'm just happy he got what's coming to him, because that's fucked up, dude. You can't hate on people for being gay. That's like, Roshu, what's a soda you don't like?
I don't like?
You don't like. You just hate it. You don't like it. Just pick something, Roshu. Facilitate me, please.
The new style of Pepsi, really.
There you go. So you could hate new Pepsi, and I could love new Pepsi. Doesn't mean I have a right. Doesn't mean I have a right to fucking discriminate you and call you a piece of shit and say you can't spell good. You know, it's... I can't...
What? You bastard! No.
Right, exactly. It's like, fuck you. Yeah, you like new Pepsi, you piece of shit. That's so stupid. It's so dumb, and you got to put the same level of idiocy on people who are homophobic for no fucking reason. All right, but the reason we talk about this, we're talking about dumb shit, right? When Roshu has sex, not with me, it's usually in the privacy of your own home. Well, unfortunately, two men were arrested and charged in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Give me a minute, man.
Okay. So two men were arrested and charged for engaging in lewd behavior on a display bed at Bed Bath & Beyond during business hours. So police officers responded to the Route 3 Riverfront Shopping Center at 5 p.m. Monday on a report from a witness that two men were engaged in a sex act, records show. Police arrested two 28-year-old men, and both were charged with lewdness, criminal mischief, possession of marijuana. And the other suspect was arrested for having an outstanding warrant. Now, I don't know. Why are you fucking at Bed Bath & Beyond? You know what I'm saying? Like, who decided that this was a good idea? I don't think weed was involved in this. Not one bit. I don't think marijuana is involved in this whatsoever. I don't think people were high when they were fucking. They were probably totally high that they were fucking. Yes, chat room. I had no idea that marijuana made you have homoerotic sex. Well, just having sex acts in an on-store Bed Bath & Beyond display bed. Jesus, Tap Dancing Christ, what's going on with this world?
Okay, so fucking... I did miss something, and
Two men were arrested for a sex act on a store display bed in Bed Bath & Beyond, Roshu. They are arrested for lewdness, criminal mischief, possession of marijuana. And then the other one was arrested for having an outstanding warrant. Roshi, when you have sex with your wife, do you go into Bed Bath & Beyond and just say, hey, baby, spread out here. I'm going to do something.
No.
Give me a minute.
Just no. No.
It's fucking hilarious.
No.
It's fucking hilarious.
What? No.
That's awesome. Now, check this out. Here's the best part of this article. Out of an abundance of caution, the incident-related merchandise and display was immediately pulled from floor and discarded. I wonder what hobo took that shit out the dumpster and is now laying on Bed Bath & Beyond cum-stained bedsheets.
A hobo Jesus that really doesn't Christ. Care because they got a bed to sleep on?
Yeah, it's probably not the first time they've slept in ejaculate. Oh, no. It's probably the first time they did it for free, though. All right. So we go from one stupid people section to another. Royal Mint worker who smuggled $165,000 worth of gold gets 30 months in prison.
30 months?
30 months. That's not even that much time.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's it?
Yeah, 35-year-old man was convicted of theft on November by Ontario Court Judge Peter Duty. Peter Duty. Gotta go that stupid shit. The judge said a penitentiary term would be needed to deter others. Lawrence lawyer had argued for an 18-month sentence. Well, and then the judge poopy, judge duty, shit judge. So shit judge, Ontario court shit judge, Peter Duty. That's so fucking funny. I'm not even kidding. That's his name. Peter Duty. Wow.
Why? It's like, why would it's like you a do family that to guy your child?
You know what I think? I think it's because that dad knew he had a pussy son. He was like, "Fuck that kid! I'm gonna make him a man. Give him some character building exercises. Goddamn fucking piece of shit." So Peter Shit Judge Duty to the second power. He said that while he is certainly in a position of trust, while he breached, he was not a senior managerial official, so this is blue-collar theft, not white-collar theft. What the fuck are you talking about? This is white-collar theft like a motherfucker. Official Ontario court judge shit Peter Duty to the second power ordered Lawrence to pay $190,000 in restitution. So he has 3 years to pay it off. If he doesn't, he could be reincarcerated for another 30 months. What? What? How is this asshole not in jail?
So he's going to spend 30 months.
Yeah, he's not spending that much time.
And then he has to pay that money. If not, he'll spend another 30 months.
Yeah, I'm looking for right now to make sure I'm right. Because in 2015, he aroused suspicion. I'm reading out what he did. In 2015, Lawrence, the guy's last name, Leston Lawrence, and now arose suspicion in a bank employee in February 2015 after he asked to cash two checks worth $15,200 from Ottawa gold buyers. Lawrence told the teller that he had sold gold nuggets, and when she asked what the money was for, she said court records. The bank tipped off police, and then they surveilled Lawrence.
So he stole 22 gold pucks worth about $165,000 or more. So he's going to get 30 months in prison. That's right. That's so stupid. He should be gone for a lot longer. Because that's a federal crime.
Yeah.
It's a federal crime.
You're in Ontario, you said, right?
Royal Mint. You're stealing money. You're stealing gold from the fucking mint. Oh, my God. Okay, let me Google this real quickly, people who don't. Because I don't remember what the Royal Mint does off the top of my head. Because I'm not from Canada. Okay, so I got to look it up. Forgive me.
That's the thing right there. It's different for Canada, different from U.S., so they could have different laws.
The Royal Mint is the body permitted to strike British coin. The Royal Mint originated over... Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so they're the treasurer. They're the treasury.
Yeah.
So it's British treasury. It's U.K. treasury. So you rob Her Majesty's treasury. You rob the Royal Mint. And you get 30 months in prison? What the fuck are you talking about? If you're in America, if you rob the Royal Mint, you're probably going to get shot to death. Actually, I take that back because white-collar crime is the crime that people get away from here. So most likely, he would rob the Royal Mint, or he would rob the United States Treasury, and no one would say anything, and then he would become a whistleblower, and then he'd be congratulated years later, talking about defensive security enhancement tactics to prevent crimes. But that's a different story for a different day. Total fabricated story. What is real is that this guy got 30 months in prison for robbing the Royal Mint, the HM Treasury. That's who owns it. Holy fuck, you fucking bastards. All right, next and the last on the list of stupid people section, Roshu, if you had a son, what would you do? Would you fight with your son over an onion?
No.
Well, a man in Battle Creek, Michigan did.
Oh, my God.
A man in Battle Creek, Michigan was arrested after he and his son fought over an onion. Officers said they were called at 4:07 p.m. to a 400 block of Wellington Avenue in Bedford Township by another relative who said the father assaulted the son. I have to feel that this is something different.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now understand, this is more than just the onion. Both men live in a house, and the son said his father receives food stamps but sells them for crack cocaine and then eats the son's food. So like I said, folks, it's not just about a fucking onion. This is about this is like Kevin Hart's dad. Like Kevin Hart's 29, Kevin Hart's father is the 55-year-old crackhead going, all right, give me that crack, son. Shut up, crackhead ass daddy. This is what happens, man. So a crackhead 55-year-old man who's selling his food stamps for rock is beating his son up because they got into an argument over an onion. So that's awful.
That's very awful. So basically they got in a fight because dad was being a fucking idiot selling his food stamps and trying to take his son's food.
Yeah, so he got what he deserved as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, he got what he deserved. Yeah. You don't do crack. You don't smoke do crack. I sound like I've never smoked crack before. You don't smoke fucking rocks and then, like, insist you have a right to someone's food. Now, mind you, folks, when you're high on crack, you're not exactly in the... I'm going to do it in a Scottish accent. When you smoke a bit of crack, you're not exactly in the greatest of minds. You think an onion only has a couple of rares. Anyways, people, that is it for Uncivilized Banter. Stupid people section is over. Sorry, folks, no listener calls. I got a lot of shit to do today. Plus, I'm going to play Payday 2. Hashtag Rat Pack like a motherfucker. If you want to join the Rat Pack promotional team for the Rum and Apple Show on Uncivilized Banter, please let me know. You are entitled to a few little rewardy things for lovely promotional advents. Yes, you know how it goes. Roshi, let's get the fuck out of here, baby.
Later, people.
Later, peoples.